This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump continues to speak out against Russia's interference in the 2016 U.S. election. He appeared with Jeff Flohr during a CBS News interview.
I'm very strong on the fact that we can't have meddling, we can't have any of that. Now, look, President Obama supposedly made a strong statement. Nobody heard it. But I let him know we can't have this, we're not going to have it, and that's the way it's going to be.
Mr. Trump also said he accepted the view of his Director of National Intelligence. Moscow continues to be a threat to the American electoral process. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said the Trump administration is in unity on this view.
The secretary also has full confidence in U.S. intelligence agencies. That is the very same thing that the president said. They both stand by their confidence in U.S. intelligence agencies. Our policy and our overall positions have not changed, and we will continue to hold Russia responsible for its malign activities.
Earlier, Mr. Trump, who has been criticized for not publicly condemning Moscow's interference during a meeting with Mr. Putin, the Russian leader, on Monday in Helsinki, defended his get-tough approach toward Russia.
And I think President Putin knows that better than anybody, certainly a lot better than the media. He understands it, and he's not happy about it, and he shouldn't be happy about it, because there's never been a president as tough on Russia as I have been.
The Russian leader said the Russian state was not involved in the 2016 U.S. election. Former U.S. President Barack Obama joined other South Africans taking part in celebrations surrounding Nelson Mandela's 100th birthday. Many South Africans used the occasion to contribute to charity. Mr. Obama told a leadership conference Mandela was an inspiration in his own life. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo Wednesday insisted that progress is being made toward North Korea's denuclearization since his recent trip to Pyongyang.
We made progress on some issues. There's a lot of work to do. It may take some time to get where we need to go, but all of this will be taking place against the backdrop of continued enforcement of the existing sanctions.
Pompeo said the North has reaffirmed its commitment to denuclearize and forecasted that some remains of Americans killed during the Korean War will be repatriated in coming weeks. The 12 boys and their football coach described their rescue from a flooded cave in Thailand as a miracle. In their first meeting with reporters since being released from a hospital, they said they survived more than 2 weeks on dripping water and attempted to dig their way out of their predicament. In the end, they were rescued by a team of international cave divers. Even as Turkey prepares to end its state of emergency imposed after a failed 2016 coup, an American clergyman who has lived in Turkey for 2 decades remains in prison charged with terrorism and espionage linked to the attempted coup. Andrew Brunson insists he's innocent and there's no concrete evidence against him. He's been incarcerated now for the past 2 years. C.C. Heil is executive senior counsel, the American Center of Law and Justice, handling the case.
We have seen what we've expected all along, that this is a sham trial. There is no evidence. We have secret witnesses that have been discredited. Not one of the witnesses has been able to provide one shred of evidence.
However, she said there is some hope his ordeal will soon end. In a case that's being watched closely by the Trump administration, Brunson's next hearing is scheduled October 12. Nigerian authorities said 8 suspected Boko Haram insurgents have confessed to involvement in the 2014 mass kidnapping of schoolgirls from the town of Chibok in northeast Borno State in a case that has drawn international attention. Damian Chukwu is the state's police commissioner.
Responsible for the kidnap of Chibok girls, several suicide attacks and bombings and ambush killings of innocent Nigerians, including security personnel in Borno, Yobe, Adamawa, and other states in the northeast of Nigeria.
They are part of a larger catch of more than 20 suspected members of the Sunni militant group that is blamed for tens of thousands of deaths since 2009. In southwest Syria, rebels in the bombarded city of Nawa have surrendered to pro-government forces. It's the last major urban area in Daraa province still under opposition control amid a Russian-backed offensive that began last month. At least 19 died Wednesday when a boat carrying dozens of migrants capsized off the coast of Cyprus. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.